Now I'm going to start looking at the psalm. I'll be following most of the time the translation, either from the New American Bible or, especially for St. Augustine's remarks, this multi-volume translation of Augustine's exposition on the Psalms by Sister Maria Boulding, a Benedictine, who has done a beautiful job on this multi-volume translation. She, in introducing her own work, says, "The relevance of the Old Testament revelation was secured for Christian understanding of the faith through attention to its prophetic character and function as sign." So while I'm interested in the original Zitzim Leben, who wrote this, what was the occasion? Well, the Psalms give us an occasion, but it's an occasion which shows its spiritual aptitude. It doesn't tell us, for the most part, who wrote it or why. But it is prophetic. And so it starts off, "Adonai, al ba'afka, do not reprove me in your anger." And in your wrath, correct me, I guess. How does she translate that? Chastise me. It's word, "Lord, I have sinned. Now I'm praying for your mercy. Do not chastise me or reprove me in your anger, and do not chastise me in your wrath." Now, this, according to tradition, you see, is a psalm of David. Many of the psalms are attributed to David. David is the patron of the psalms, but it doesn't mean that he really wrote this one, though he could have. Especially if it's, as some traditions have it, this is what he prayed after he sinned with Bathsheba. "Adonai, do not reprove me, correct me, Yakach, in your anger, and in your wrath, don't correct me. Put me back on the right track," sort of idea. And then it says the next line, "Haneni Adonai." Haneni comes from the word chen, be gracious. Chen means grace, graciousness. Hana, the woman's name, comes from the Haneni. In your pity, you see, and do not chastise me in your wrath, you see. And then it goes on in verse 3, Haneni. And that's that word again, be gracious to me. It's freely giving. I don't deserve it. But I ask you for your mercy, you see. Because I am languishing, I am sick, you see. Do not, in your anger, correct me. And then, be gracious to me. Verse 3. Haneni, because I am languishing. Heal me, because I am in terror. And now verse 4. And my soul, you see, is utterly terrified. This translation has it. The text says, frightened immensely. I wonder what this translation has here. exceedingly disturbed. It's a little, it's okay. We're trying to learn how to pray. You know, when Saint Jerome wrote to a Roman patrician lady back in Rome with a daughter, and she was consulting him, how do I teach my daughter how to pray? So you'd say, well, you teach her how to get recollected. You teach her, he says, first you use Psalm 1, then you use Psalm 5, then you use Psalm 9, then you learn how to pray. Means to learn how to recite the Psalms. That's what it means. And the Holy Spirit will do that. It's a great challenge for us priests because we have so much to do, we think, and so we buzz through these sometimes without giving the Holy Spirit a chance to bind our souls with the soul of our Lord Jesus Christ and pray this. And then when we're praying it, we're lifting the whole world. And so, you see, be gracious to me. Heal me. For my body is in terror, which is what it says. But I wonder what the, I don't have another, yes, I do have another translation here. My bones have become disturbed. I think this one's better. But you get the idea. I'm shaken up. And it's the fault of my own sins. And who can help me with that but you? This is the first, as I pointed out, this is the first of the penitential psalm. And so, my soul is utterly terrified. Nivlecha, meod. And how long, O Lord? That's the rest of that. Ad matai. Then he prays. And we pray. And we pray in the middle of the church. We take up the prayer of the church and give it rhythm and voice and flesh in our own being. But we also pray in the name of all the poor and suffering who don't even know the Lord. And so it says here, my soul is nibhala meod. It is terrified exceedingly, you see. And then, but you, Lord, ad matai, unto when? How long? How long is this going to go on? You see how this is a psalm where we, you know, as I'm doing this, we're still reeling from the fact that in Nigeria, this group, the Boko Haram, captured all these young girls. We don't even know where they are. And the plan was to sell them. Now, can we identify with those girls and pray? Jesus does. And so right now, as we say this, you see, it's expressing his soul, his identity with these girls, these young children, you see. Ad matai. And then it says, Shuba Adonai, return and save my life. Yitzlach. And then rescue me because of your hesed. Now that means what? When I pray to God and invoke his hesed, I'm saying what? I don't have a dime. This is your covenant fidelity. You committed yourself to me in baptism, in the Eucharist, I don't know how many times. And so I'm saying, Lord, on that basis, you see, that I'm saying, you see, save me because of your hesed. Not, well, I was good when I was four, you know, but because of your hesed. You see how much we can learn if we go slowly? because there is no one among the dead, there's no memory of you among the dead. In Sheol, who gives you thanks? He's saying, look, Lord, when I die, how can I help? How can I praise? How can I thank you? I'm dead. Now, their anthropology was not the same as ours. And nowadays, because of the blood of Christ, even when we die, if we still have sins to be atoned for, we have, and they know it now because they're theirs too, we have purgatory, a place to be finally purified so that we can be with God, see Him, know His life within us forever. And so that's what it's saying. I'm going slowly because, you see, we bomb through these things. But if you stop and think of what it's saying, you see, starting with verse 7, I am wearied in my groaning. I hope that stops pretty soon. See, I am weary with my groaning all night long. In another world, who gives you any thanks? And then he goes on to describe himself. We go on to describe ourselves in the next line, where it says, my eyes are dimmed, worn out, with weeping. And the rest of that line is then, I flood my bed with weeping, my eyes, and then, at kach, ko sorvai, I drench my bed, and my eyes are dimmed because of my foes. If everybody's after me, somebody comes and says, why are you so sad? My eyes are dimmed. I'm not alive. I'm not happy. I'm not, you see. And my enemies are pursuing me, but they're really my sins. And that's what he's saying here. And then he starts to talk to them. Suru, turn aside, get away from me, all you who do evil, because the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Kol Bikye. Yahweh, the Lord, has heard and accepted my prayer. He has heard my plea and accepted my prayer. How does he know that? Because God did it, and he knows it. And then the last line, my enemy shall be put to shame and utter terror. Well, and they will fall back in sudden shame. That's a pretty good translation. This is the psalm of somebody needing God's help and knowing they don't deserve it. It's us. So when we know that we don't deserve it, pick up this psalm and say it.